We've been able to secure a 12-month lease from the Education Department, which effectively transfers responsibility of the management of the site out of the administrator's hands to the council. And the council's now in discussions with the existing community groups to ensure that we understand their needs going forward.
Will all the community groups be able to operate as they have done in the site for the next 12 months?
Oh, the expectation is that should occur, but clearly we're also looking at the potential for other groups to use the site should there be available space and time. And so there may be some accommodation of that, but certainly in the first instance we wouldn't see any changes occur, and we'd obviously be very respectful of the existing arrangements for the current user groups.
In terms of what the community college used to offer in education, aside from the community groups, will that still be outsourced to different, because obviously they're not operating anymore?
No, that's right. Look, the reason why the Shire was interested in managing the site was to ensure that the existing use by the community groups was protected going forward. It also recognised that the site formed a fairly strategic location in relation to the movement, north-south movement within the Bairnsdale CBD, and also effectively was a major community hub of activity, and was seen to be important into the future for that to be maintained. So the principal activity of the council is to ensure that that occurs and that this site will become a major community group precinct. Clearly, though, that the council recognises there is also a gap created by the loss of the college and is assisting where possible to understand how that gap can be met, and is assisting the local employment network to see whether, in fact, a new, smaller version of the community college potentially could be established. But that's something yet to be seen.
What about beyond the next 12 months? Is there any obstacles at the moment to securing the site in the long term for groups that use the site?
Well, what the 12-month lease is to give us sufficient security for the current user groups while the Shire negotiates with the Education Department for the long-term management of the site, whether it's acquisition or indeed a long-term lease to manage the site. We're quietly confident that the acquisition option may be the one favoured by the council, given there has been precedent elsewhere in the state where reasonable terms have been able to be offered to the Shire where similar circumstances have arisen.
Will there be ongoing consultation with the community over how the site will be used beyond this next year?
Yes. In fact, the principal aim is to ensure that this is a major community hub. We are continuing with that consultation with the existing groups. We've offered the opportunity for other groups potentially to put their hand up should they wish to come on board, and we'll see what ultimately comes of that. But at the end of the day, the council's very keen to see that the community hub is a viable and sustainable model, so that we need to ensure that we can preserve and protect the interests of the existing user groups, add new user groups where it's feasible, and then ensure that the whole package is able to be sustainable into the future.
In terms of equipment and infrastructure that's already on the site, for example, the U3A were concerned that some of the stuff that they've installed in these buildings might be moved, and again, I know that there's another woodworking group that have a lot of equipment in one of the sheds here. Will that all be able to stay on site?
Well, my understanding is that the administrator has gone through and identified those assets that could be disposed of as part of his responsibilities, but also in doing so has identified the other items that were owned by the various groups. So ideally they would still be there post the administrator leaving, and there's no reason why that wouldn't continue on into the future. The council also, as part of the disposal process from the by the administrator, acquired some of the items which the council believed were still needed to ensure that the ongoing use of the property by the community groups could occur, such things as fridges and tables and chairs, which could have been disposed of, have been retained by the acquisition of the Shire.
Is it known yet what might be lost from the site in terms of what has to be sold from the administrator's point of view?
My understanding is that that's been identified in terms of the, if you like, the goods and chattels that could be sold, and those things that were seen to be still integral to the effective use of the property and the buildings by the community groups have been acquired by the council, and there are quite a number of other items that were owned by the individual groups, and they would still remain.
Has council incurred any costs in maintaining this site and keeping it going for the next 12 months?
Look, at this stage there's no costs because the site's still in the hands of the administrator, and that's something that we have someone working for us at the moment, working with the community groups to establish the existing needs of the groups, the current arrangements, the payments, the outgoings and so forth, and as such we'll then report back to the council about those costs.
Kath West, and I'm the president of U3A.
My name's Bernard West. I'm the publicity officer for U3A and a committee member.
How do you feel today knowing that at least the next 12 months that you're secure in this site?
Oh, very happy, very happy. Because, again, we've got so many things to move if we had to move, and there wouldn't be any replaceable place anyway. Really good.
It might be a slightly different arrangement after the next or in the next 12 months and beyond that. There might be a scope there for other community groups to use the site. What do you hope will happen with that?
We would like to keep what we've got. I've already spoken to Deborah about that, for an extra room, on which is attached on the back. But as far as everything else, we're quite happy to work in with anybody.
I think there'll always be some concerns as to the, if you like, congeniality of other groups using the site. That we are principally have worked with in a situation where there was a college which ran courses, the college that's now gone into liquidation, and principally, and other groups. And we haven't really had a great deal to do with each other, but if you change the complexity of the community, then it's quite possible issues will arise that we can't foresee right now. But at the moment, we're enjoying the euphoria of saying, whoopee, we can stay here for 12 months.